I'm joined by Michelle Kelman. She's a senior development specialist with the Alzheimer's Association, Greater Iowa, and she is joining me today because Cinco de Mayo is a special sign-up day event for the Alzheimer's Association for an event that is coming up again. The big event is happening on October 9th, live and in person after the virtual event of last year. But Michelle Kelman is joining me. Michelle, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve.
And by the way, I know we talked about it. You said last year you did have a virtual event, but it turned out to be successful regardless. Is that right?
Absolutely. We were just overwhelmed by the terrific support of Southeast Iowa, and we were able to help many, many people with care, support, and services all free because of the fundraising through the walk.
And now tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, and I think I mispronounced it. Cinco de Mayo, you've got a big event. It's a sign-up event. What is going on and where?
Well, tomorrow's event is virtual, and it's at noon, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And we're calling it Talk About Getting the Team Back Together. So Taco Bout, get it? Talk About on Cinco de Mayo. Yes. So we're very excited for the Cinco de Mayo kind of themed celebration. We're encouraging people to RSVP and get involved. We're going to talk a little bit about getting teams back together and what it means to be a team captain. But we're going to have some fun, Steve. It's all going to be within about 30, 45 minutes of the lunch hour. So there's plenty of time to get back to work on time. But we're going to have some fun prizes, some neat things that you can win for answering some questions. And we'll just leave it at that. We're going to do a few games and learn and have some fun over the lunch hour.
Okay. Now, that's going on tomorrow. So what do you need to do? Just do you log in give me the login credentials. What do you log into?
Sure. Well, we'd like to have people RSVP. We'll be sending out a link today and then tomorrow morning. So there's plenty of time if you're just hearing this morning to get RSVP'd. If you send me an email at iowa@alz.org, I'll send that link right out to you. But iowa@alz.org, or you can give me a call at 319-237-4900. That's 319-237-4900. And there's going to be some great things, some great prizes. State fair tickets are in the win there. There's some game buck cards that some people will really enjoy. So there's just a few sneak peeks there. But we'd love to have people join us. Even if you're not sure, you know, what is this team thing all about, we encourage you to get involved and join us tomorrow noon.
I've been reading that you've had a number of people that have already raised a fair amount of money already. Is that right?
We have. We already have a couple of champions and one almost there as well. People are raising funds. They're doing some great events, whether that's virtual, which is still in kind of the pandemic. You may not feel like getting out there and doing something face-to-face. There's plenty of things you can do that are still virtual. Other people are doing like a drop-off or drive-by or pick-up. There's many things. Facebook fundraisers work very, very well and are very easy to do. So there's something that we can brainstorm and help you with a fundraising idea and help us help people in the community.
And again, October 9th, it's going to be a little bit different this year. It is going to be at Westland Mall. And I was trying to guess, something tells me it's probably going to be, is it going to be down by the old Penny's Court? Is that where you're looking at having the events start out at, or are you looking at Center Court?
Well, our logistics crew is doing a great job, and that is going to be kind of center in the middle of mall, the way I understand it now. They are planning some wonderful things for that day. The walk, of course, will be outside, but if it's in climate, we'll all be able to be inside. We'll be able to be out of the weather, and there's been some changes downtown, so this was a great opportunity for us to be able to have the things that we need for our opening ceremony and enough room for everyone to be socially distant if we need that and to make sure that everyone enjoys their time because it's going to be celebratory at the same time. This will be our first event since the pandemic, so we'll be excited to see everyone.
So it'll be sort of an indoor and outdoor event, but all of the pre-events are going to be indoor. Is that correct?
Correct. And some people say, Steve, you know, I can't walk, you know, very far. That's okay. Come get involved, register anyway. You can help us raise funds. You can stay at the mall site if you can't walk. There's something for everyone. So don't feel like you have to physically walk to be involved in this mission to help us end these diseases.
Well, the nice part about it is you've got a big enough space there that everybody can spread out. And hopefully this thing's going to be in our rear window, the pandemic I'm speaking of. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone's hoping for that, aren't we?
Yes. All right. Well, we'll be talking more, and we'll be planning to be there for that event. And again, you're pretty much going to be running the event similar to what you've done for the live events in the past that have actually been, you're just going to have, it's just going to be at a different location, right?
That's right. We are planning a full walk experience, and we have some new things this year, too. We have a great new crew of logistic people that have some really fun things that they're planning. So I'd encourage you to register early, get involved with our event tomorrow at noon for our Talk About event, because you'll have time to plan to get some ideas together instead of feeling rushed that you just need to get out there and get to the walk. So early bird, and there's lots of fun things that we do between now and walk time too, Steve, and I know we'll talk more about those things, but we have an opportunity to win prizes every month, and of course, all the funds that are raised for our event go to promote free services here locally in Southeast Iowa.
Most, the latest information on any new developments in terms of medical cures or medical, whether you cure or medical treatments, do you have... Are they making progress on this? I guess that's the question.
You know, we have some interesting things happening with the FDA and a medication. We were waiting for some results on that. We are also looking at some new medications that are in phases. But they're also continuing to look at, you know, healthy lifestyles, and that's really important, too. I'd encourage people to really download the app, our Alzheimer's Association Science Hub app, and they can stay up to date on what's happening with current information. It's really exciting to be able to follow and see what's happening in the world of research. You know, the pandemic kind of slowed things down a little bit, but they're gearing back up, and there's some exciting things happening. So I'd encourage you to go to your app store, whichever one you prefer that you have, and download the Alzheimer's Association Science Hub, and just take a look at that, and it will also send you some neat alerts when there's some things happening, either in the news or anything that's happening in the clinical side as well.
Fantastic. Well, Michelle, you know that we will be chatting off and on from now till and right through October 9th and telling people what's going on and also talking about events that you have coming up and also other things that are special with Alzheimer's Association. But again, the walk itself, October 9th, and we'll be there, and it's going to be actually the pre-event is all inside Westland Mall, and then a walk outside, or walk if you want to, or walk if you or don't, just raise some money, right?
That's right. We'd really appreciate everyone's support, because the more people that help us with this event, the more people can reach in the community.
Fantastic.
So we really appreciate it.
Michelle, have a great weekend, okay?
Great. Thank you, Steve. You have one as well.